USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. There's a growing number of prominent Democrats, and they're all calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to step down and resign following his federal bribery charges last week. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, among others, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. Some conservative lawmakers are pushing for significant spending cuts in any funding bill first. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. This decision just before Attorney General Letitia James' trial severely challenges Trump's image as a wealthy and savvy real estate mogul turned political figurehead. And President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November of 2021. The report highlights concerns with Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability, given his age of 80. Polls are indicating that a majority of both Republican and Democrat voters believe Biden is just too old for the office. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
Got some good news for a change, especially for TV fans. The Hollywood writer strike is nearing its end, and your beloved shows might be returning soon. According to Variety magazine, late-night talk shows could be back on the air either by the week of October 2nd or October 9th. In fact, some producers are aiming to resume business as early as this week. Speaking of TV shows, the world has lost a legend.
This is ridiculous.
Doctor, you have a heart condition.
I have a hunger condition. Before I die of malnutrition, could you get me a fresh sandwich? Dr. Palmer and I have work to do.
Actor David McCallum, most recently known for his role on CBS's NCIS, has died. The veteran actor died yesterday, surrounded by family at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He was 90 years old. McCallum, a native of Scotland, got his big break in the U.S. in the 1960s hit show The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Over the past two decades, he rose to fame again, playing Donald Ducky Mallard on the long-running show about naval criminals. Investigators. I'm Corey Myers.
And two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for, well, more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell this pair of front row balcony tickets for over $250,000. These tickets dated April 14, 1865, directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.